I walked round the camp. It's a big camp. It's called a fort. It was built before World War One. And then it was used by King Leopold as his office till Hitler took over. And he put in a very, very fierce SS, a colonel in charge, Schmidt, with an enormous, great, fierce dog. And that's when it changed from being just a holding camp for Jews prior to being sent to Auschwitz. And they captured the Belgians who had been in the underground, and the communists. They put in their homosexuals and gypsies and anyone who was like a dwarf or misshaped. But it was really the communists and the underground people who suffered most. They were the ones that were tortured. And as I walked around the camp, I had a little audio description of what was going on. And of course, it all flooded back those days. And I remember seeing so clearly the 10 poles. And as we turned a corner, there were the 10 poles that people were tied to. And these would be the actual underground people. They were tied with their back facing the shooting squad. And they weren't, they were just manacled and tied there. And there was still the blood all over the poles. And I could see the holes where the bullets had gone in. And then round the corner were the gallows. And on the right, there was a field, beautifully tailored with a lawn. And I thought, I don't remember that. And then it came flooding back to me. It was a field that was empty. It was just earth. And apparently, prior to sending the Jews back onto Auschwitz, they delighted in torturing them. They'd bury them there up to their necks till they were nearly suffocated, just for the fun of it, I suppose. So by the time I came out of the camp again, I was very silent. I'm not a person who cries, but I was subdued for quite a time after that.
You didn't shed a tear?
I'm not very good at crying. You know, if you go into the Royal Air Force at a war and you're 19 making life and death decisions as the girls working in the filter room where I used to work, which is a secret room, part of the Dowding system, you know, those girls, all of us knew the squadrons and we knew the people that were going out in the bombing raids. 500 would go out, 400 would come back, 40 had come back, and then 2 would crash and no more. You get to the stage of being resilient to anything life throws at you.